Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome back. My name is Chris.
I'm Andy.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Streaming Things. And Andy's back.
Yes.
We're excited.
I'm here, you guys.
We've never talked about this before.
No.
So this is full disclosure. We recorded about 20 minutes of the show, which is about half of Across Extremes. And the doggies, was it Ellie or Pippin?
It was Ellie.
Oh, so you couldn't say fool of a took.
No, it was Ellie.
It wasn't like Pippin knocking the suit of armor down the well.
No, Pippin was fast asleep because he had too much old Toby.
He was just being a good boy.
He was being a good old boy. But Ellie was like, hey, this power cable, I'm going to chew it.
Unplugged it. We lost all the progress. So if there's certain things we talk about that we should be a little more hyped about, just know that it's the second time we're pretending to talk about it for the first time. There might be less enthusiasm. Might not be.
I'm going to approach this episode of Streaming Things like Foreigner, and it feels like the first time, right? Mm-hmm. Y'all aware of that song?
It feels like the first time.
Feels like the first time.
Like Madonna, like a virgin.
Yeah. Same song, right?
Yeah, same exact song. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I didn't know what you were going for, and I thought maybe because you're a little drunk, you were about to just be like crazy. I'm going to approach this episode like a foreigner, and
I'm going to scale that wall. I'm going to steal some jobs.
I was like, whoa.
I always thought that song was misleading, though, because like it feels like the first time. It should have been like, it feels like the first time, and then it's over. And that's it. That's the whole song.
They only get to say it once and it's done.
Prematurely?
Yes, that's how the first time goes.
Yeah. It's fleeting. The first time is always fleeting.
Indeed. When they said love is fleeting, that's what they meant.
But Andy.
Yes.
How was your vacation?
Dude, it was so good. I had so much fun. Got to hang out at the beach. I actually didn't get to hang out at the beach that much because the Airbnb that we stayed at had a pool. And that was super fucking dope. And so most of the time, we would get up in the morning. We'd be like, hey, we're going to the pool, right? And we're like, yeah, maybe. It's real hot out. I don't know if you guys knew this. Florida, August, super fucking hot.
I did not know that.
But it was a really good time. I did almost get killed by a stingray. I have already told you guys this in our previous recording that is lost in the ether. But I'll say it again for the listeners. Sarah, her dad, her brother, and I all went to the beach in the evening. We wanted to watch the sunset in the water. It was beautiful. It was calm water in the evening. Lots of fish are like skipping around. I saw a couple of like little silverfish things that were skipping like rocks, like stones across the water. It was really cool. And, but her family kept missing them. I'd be like, look, and they're like, fuck, I missed it. And another one,
Andy, quit lying.
Another one happened right next there to me. And, I pointed at it and I was like, Phil, it was right there. And then it was like something out of a movie. I pointed at the water and this giant fucking stingray shoots out of the water. He goes, me and here. And then goes back into the water.
Andy's got a new character, Stingray.
And I'm like, oh my God. And fucking like book it Baywatch style through the water. I'm like, babe,
did you go in slow motion?
That's a poor way to leave the ocean, Baywatch style, because then you're not moving fast at all.
But no, the trip was super great. Hang out by the pool a bunch, had some amazing food. I had so much much fish. I had like crab legs.
Hell yeah.
A couple different kinds of grouper. I had a bunch of coconut shrimp. I had scallops, mussels. I had raw oysters for the first time.
Oh,
that was amazing. I
yummy.
Had some salmon. Dude, I went fucking hard with
shrimp
fish.
Gumbo, shrimp burger, shrimp soup.
You put a lot of things with shrimp.
I think that's about all of them.
Shrimp stew, shrimp po' boy.
I'm into the shrimp and business. Well, we're glad you're back.
Yeah, I'm happy to be back, guys.
You were at Beach, Kentucky, and now you're back.
And my two big things I wanted to say, well, three big things. I wanted to save Florida. I failed. I'm sorry.
You know, he tried to save you.
I tried.
And he was Captain Save a State, and he failed. He's like, I can fix you, Florida.
And then he got there. He's like, no, I can't.
No, I can't. I think I'll go home now. So I wanted to fix Florida. I couldn't. I wanted to get crab legs. I did. And I wanted to not get sunburnt, and I succeeded at that. I got a little tan, little base, guys, and nobody said nothing. I can't believe you recognize me, honestly.
That's two for three.
Yeah, man. Not bad.
Not 66%. Bad at all.
And I mean, really, the other one was a lost cause, so I feel like it's 100%. 100%.
Yeah. 100. 100.
Well, I had a 100 trip, is all I'm saying.
You had a great trip. You ate some seafood. You're glowing, literally.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a success. Mm-hmm. You look great. You're a Kentucky 10 right now. Congratulations.
We got lots of emails from people that were wishing you well on your vacay and hoping you had fun and that saying that they missed you.
Yeah. Well, I missed you guys too. And I'm happy to be back.
They'll be happy to hear your voice, even if they can't tell it apart from Steve's for the most part.
Yeah, but apparently we sound the same and people get us confused by the sound of our voice.
I honestly don't think that we sound that much alike, but you know, maybe. What do you think?
Let me close my eyes. All right. One of you talk.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I 100% knew who was talking.
Yeah.
Because I have auditory localization and you're right next to me. But other than that, I think I could still tell, but I could also hear it for the first time. Like maybe.
Well, I was also like trying to intentionally sound like him when I did it. Do it again.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I mean,
like we sound different.
Andy's voice is much higher pitched. I think like
higher pitch,
not
really?
Not an octave, but four.
Do I have a deeper voice than Andy?
I have a deeper voice.
Four
than
notes,
Steve?
Right? Four notes.
I don't know.
You know what I get a lot?
What do you get a lot
on TikTok?
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans, like thousands of comments.
Really? That you sound like Chris, him?
Yes, I sound like America's ass.
Give me a Captain America soliloquy right now.
I could do this all day.
Oh my God, it's like Chris Evans was transported here in a kegel knit sweater and delivered that line in front of me.
We forgot to mention Steve went to a charity golf event and got a little tipsy today. He had a couple of margaritas, a couple of white claws, and now he's fucking...
A little is an understatement. I'm so sorry, guys, because I'm literally trash right now. And
you don't seem schmammered.
I'm doing my goddamn best to hold it together.
Okay, you're like... Okay, I get it.
We were doing golf for charity. I've never golfed before.
Your mom's still awake in the living room and you just came home and you have to like sit and talk to her for a second.
Hello,
right now.
Mother. I am fine. How are you? I will be in my room reading and studying for school.
I'm going to take these pizza rolls with me.
And then you're like wide-eyed trying to walk normal.
Just focusing on walking.
Yeah. But no, like the client that was holding, they were hosting the golf outing. Are a client of ours, so they just kept giving us drink tickets, which we were then, you know,
exchanging
for drinks. And at some point, the nice woman who is the cart lady who had the drinks, she was like, oh, I'm going to get you guys margaritas. And we're like, okay, we like margaritas. It's better than these seltzers you're selling. And so she comes back with these little bottles of margarita mixtures. And she's like, these will fuck you up. And I did not take her seriously. And I drank three of them and they doth fucked me up.
Lo and behold.
I hath been fucked up.
Now you're like Candyman.
Yep. And I'm here doing my best.
So it might be a little bit of a different flavor on this episode, folks. But, you know, it's the Crossing Streams episode. So this is the episode where we kind of vamp, kind of just let you know what
it's
we've been
Friday,
streaming.
Hey, baby.
Yeah. It's Friday. We're getting ready for the weekend. It feels like the first time.
By Foreigner.
I can't just keep bringing that back up. I don't feel like.
You can.
What's another Foreigner song? If
that was
isn't there one about a fire truck?
Cold as ice.
Cold as ice.
He was cold as ice.
Willing to sacrifice our love.
That's the one. That's the one.
But yeah, we're just going to talk about a couple of things we've been watching and recommend it to you folks. Maybe you don't know. Dang, what do I watch? There's the plethora. There's myriad options. I don't know what to do. Let me turn on Streaming Things. That's what our listeners talk like. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Streaming Things.
That was a bullseye answer.
Yeah, it's dead on. I listened to the episode. But we, you know, big news coming up, guys. Big news. Steve's building the studio. So we're going to have live. We're going to have video content, though, put out soon by House of the Dragon. So August 21st, which is a day after Steve's birthday, 6 days before my birthday. Just saying, you guys.
Something like 47 happy. Days before mine.
Holy shit. That's true.
Holy shit. Happy birthday to all of us.
A lot of late summer, fall birthdays. We're going to have the whole Patreon revamped with extra tiers, extra benefits for current tiers. We're going to have video content because we're going to record everything in the studio. That's the goal. That's the plan. And so your first episode of House of the Dragon is going to be lit, baby.
Hell yeah.
We'll probably keep doing crossing streams and stuff as well. And, you know, obviously Patreon episodes of special movies and stuff. So fear not those that are not into fantasy. We're going to still keep trucking along. It's going to be great. Don't worry. Don't worry. And what we're hoping is all of you awesome Stranger Things fans and 80s movies fans and just wonderful people that have changed our lives infinitely for the better.
Hell yeah.
You can have more new friends that are fantasy nerds that come piling on in, that discover us through Rings of Power and House of the Dragon. Mm-hmm. We'll all hang out.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Bros. One of us.
And then by the time we get to like the third thing, whatever that is, what's the next show we're going to watch? Reacher season 2? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Yeah, sure. Reacher season 2.
Maybe we'll start getting into our NCIS coverage.
Oh, yeah. What's this procedural?
The people
drunk?
Have been waiting for it.
Law and Order Special Victims Unit?
Oh, the SVU?
I don't know. Just that they're all on the horizon, potentially.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Whatever you guys want.
And it's time to nominate our film for the next Patreon poll, speaking of which, and I'm going to nominate Tombstone off the master list because it's time. Mm. You know, I'm your Huckleberry. And we can even talk about the people that think he doesn't say Huckleberry, and I'm going to prove you wrong.
Mm. People think he doesn't say Huckleberry?
That's a whole thing we'll get into. They think he says Hucklebearer.
What's that?
Because a Hucklebearer was, the Huckle was the little handle on the side of the coffin, I believe. So their thinking was Hucklebearer means I'm gonna carry your coffin because you're going to be fucking dead. And that does, I kind of get what you're saying. It makes sense.
Yeah.
But the book that the movie's based on literally writes out Huckleberry. Val Kilmer has come out and said it's Huckleberry. So it's a little frustrating that persists. And
the people online are like, nuh-uh.
Yeah, fake news.
Definitely. So what is a Huckleberry then?
It doesn't matter. It's just what he says. It's cool. Okay. It's fucking Val Kilmer, dude.
I mean, I'm not saying it's not cool.
All I'm saying for sure is that I'm your Huckleberry and I'm nominating Tombstone.
Aww. Maybe he's talking about like Huckleberry Finn. He'll go on an adventure on a river with
you. Yeah. I'll be your good friend.
You, me, and Jim.
You be Tom. Andy.
Hey, how's it going?
What are you going to nominate?
I am going to nominate The Lost Boys.
Ooh, that is a good one.
Saxophone man.
I've been feeling me some angsty vampires.
So we got Tombstone, we got Saxophone Man, Lost Boys, and Steve, it's your turn, buddy. What the fuck are you going to do?
I'm going to nominate a little film called RoboCop.
Yes! I vote for Steve's. Even though I love Tombstone, either one would be an amazing Streaming Things episode.
We need a fourth one, though.
Lost Boys.
Yeah. Do we need a fourth?
We do need a fourth. Do we There's only like, three of us.
Do we want to come up with one together?
How about I just say a number? How many movies are on that list? Do you think? Just estimate.
There's probably like 20-something.
Okay, I'm going to say 19.
He's got to count a lot.
Why'd I do that? You could have counted from the back.
If there were indeed
okay, 20. So I found 19. Okay. Are you ready for this one?
Oh, no. Sure.
It's the very first Final Destination.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
We can have a good time.
So to recap, what are the options?
It's Tombstone, The Lost Boys, RoboCop, the original, and Final Destination.
That's quite a list, my that friend.
Honestly, list. I'm stoked.
Not All a loser there. I've never seen Lost Boys. I would love to watch
really?
It. I've never seen it.
Kiefer Sutherland, baby.
We had an email not too long ago talking about how amazing Lost Boys is and how many Lost Boys Easter Eggos there were in season four of Stranger Things that we all missed, but I couldn't have gotten them because I've never seen
season Lost four Boys. Lost Boys references? Really?
Yeah.
According there was to a this lot email. Of them in season two for sure.
Well, according to this email, I don't know.
No, I mean, that's probably valid for sure.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Warriors?
Warriors come out and play.
Clinking the bottles in your fingers.
No, I haven't.
Can you dig it? Yeah. So that's what you can go on to if you're a Patreon member, you can, a patron, if you will, you can vote on one of those four movies and we will have that out in what? August? Mm-hmm. For Rolls's?
Dang. Yeah.
We should probably do that before House of the Dragon and stuff kicks off.
Probably.
Actually, I don't know. It's one episode a week for House of the Dragon. It's not like a Stranger Things onslaught.
As long as we get it before Rings of Power comes out.
Yeah, that'll be like, woo. Because I think the way Amazon does it is they'll drop three Rings of Power episodes.
I am so excited to get to cover a show and have it not all binge drop at once and to be able to like have discussions and theories and what's going
to
happen.
And we might even be able to do more than one a week. Sorry, Inza. Where we like watch the episode and we talk about our initial thoughts and stuff like that. But then like maybe Wednesday or Thursday, we'll be like, have dug deep, write other people's reviews. Maybe that's the point where we can talk about the stuff from the books that we all know, for the people that are just watching the show to maybe not listen to that one if they choose not to or something. Mm-hmm. There's endless options is all I'm saying.
And we could even do a trivia episode before it drops.
We do. Yes, let's do that. So we're thinking about doing a Lord of the Rings / Rings of Power, Game of Thrones / House of the Dragon trivia bonanza. And I'll be in charge of that.
Well, you come up with the questions, but I'll ask them to you guys.
How does that work, Andy? Andy, how does that work other than fucking me?
Andy's brain's still in Florida. That's a Florida idea.
You come up with the answers. I'll answer the questions. You'll get them all right because you made them, and Steve will just die inside.
It'll be a fun game.
I would love that.
That'll be a bonanza. Maybe I can come up with a way that we can all play. I don't know. I'm in charge of that. I'm not going to make a D&D campaign, I don't think. But that would be cool because it's like fantasy related.
So that would be really cool.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Steve, I'm just saying you don't want none of this smoke.
I don't want none of that smoke.
Andy's old Toby and he does want it.
I don't want the smoke. You're right.
So let's get into Crossing Streams. Other than that, though, patreon.com/streamingthings. Become a patron. That's how we keep the show going. If you can't, that's a wonderful thing. We get it. We love you that you're just here. You can email streamingthingspod@gmail.com and just be part of the conversation. That's good enough. But if you could, out of the kindness of your heart, rate and review the show wherever you're listening to this, 5 stars preferably. That helps us a lot, helps other people find the show, and it's a great way to support us at no cost to you but about 10 or 12 seconds of your time. You can also call into the show. Most people don't know you could do this. 859-757-4051. And leave a voicemail, and then every now and then we'll check it and we'll listen to your lovely little voice. How about that?
Yeah, we've got a bunch of voicemails. I know you guys haven't listened to because I haven't brought them to you. We've been too busy to kind of sift through them.
I get it. We've been working hard. There
have been some really, really great voicemails that you guys have left. So thank you if you have done that.
You manned the whole fort by yourself, Steve.
I did.
For a week. And then you can follow us on Twitter as well, @StreamThingPod, the show @StreamThingPod. You can follow me personally @MoviesAreTherapy, same as my TikTok. Andy's on Twitter as well.
Yeah, you can follow me @AndyMostDays.
And I'm @SteveMay13.
And if you couldn't tell the difference from their voices, Steve is the one with SteveMay13. That's the Twitter handle that Steve has. Mm-hmm. So just, I wanted to throw that out there just to make sure.
Yeah. Andy's has Andy in the name.
That's true. Mine's just movies. And I have movies. But let's get right into Crossing Streams. Andy, I know you've been busy swimming in the pool, running from stingrays, eating crab legs, going on sunset cruises.
So much fish.
You didn't watch anything.
I watched a little bit. I watched John Wick, which we've all seen it. It's not streamable anywhere right now. I watched it on Vudu. I bought it. Chris bought it, and then I swooped his code.
Swooper.
So thank you for that.
That's fair, man.
I watched that with the family. Sarah's parents had never seen John Wick before.
Did they love it?
And so I got to blow their little fucking minds. Yeah, they loved it. Of course. Who doesn't love
tiny,
John Wick?
Tiny minds?
Yeah, tiny little minds. Blew them up.
With rescue grenades.
Other than that, we were hanging out at an Airbnb that had a Samsung Smart TV, and on Samsung Smart TVs, you have access to a series of Samsung channels that are free. Amongst those channels is a Fear Factor syndication channel. You just watch reruns
24/7.
Yes, just
not. So it's like MTV with ridiculousness.
Exactly.
But Fear Factor.
Exactly.
Interesting.
And so Fear Factor, it's fine. You know, it's Joe Rogan do silly things and eat gross shit.
Joe Rogan, you crazy.
And sometimes it's funny. There was one episode that was so funny where these, the task was to like jump off this pier, grab this flag, swim under the pier over. And then your teammate is going to run down, grab the flag, jump up, tie it to like a four wheeler, ramp that four wheeler off the pier. And, this team that was on there, they were like, well, we didn't do so good on the swimming one last time. So instead of her swimming, I'm going to swim this time. And Joe Rogan's like, are you a swimmer? He's like, not really. And I'm like, oh God, how's this going to go? And then of course it cuts to commercial, but it jumps back. Dude jumps into the river and he can't swim for shit. Yeah, I almost watched a man drown. It was so fucking
That's the fear and the fear factor. Dude, I can't swim.
I was just like flabbergasted, like, oh my God, dude was just like, I'm a wing it. I can probably swim.
I mean, I get his thinking it can only go up from here because she did terribly.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I could only die. That could be the worst that happens here.
And anyway, that'd probably be beneficial.
Yeah. But anyway, so I had a good time with that. Honestly, it's like Chris was saying, it's lean back entertainment, as Warner Brothers would have you believe. And it was fun. Honestly, it was just a good time to get to hang out with her family, get to know them better. And
yeah, I mean, you don't want to watch Midsommar with the family down in Florida necessarily. Yeah, right?
For sure. Mm-hmm. For sure.
You need some good lean back content.
Andy, would you go on Fear Factor? Would you be a contestant?
I would.
You would eat the cow tongue?
Eating the gross shit. It depends on what the gross shit is. You know what I mean? Like, some of it, I'm just like, oh, that looks fine to me. Other shit, I'm like, no. There's one that was like nasty fish eyes. It was like a pizza that was like a crust made of like cow bile. The red sauce was like blood paste. And then there were like fish eyeballs on top of it. I'm like, nah, I probably could.
You'd eat a whole slice?
I think in that one,
get it by the slice.
In that one, they did a slingshot where they had to shoot it at milk cartons that had numbers on them. And it was like the number, there were three some things that they had to eat, one of which was the pizza. But there was also like a rotten pig's liver milkshake. And it was like, okay,
ew.
How many glasses of that do you have to drink? How many slices of pizza do you have to eat? And then how many scoops of these bugs do you have to eat? And you shoot at the milk bottles, and the number that you hit is the number of those you have to get. And everybody's aiming for the zeros, and they're all hitting like threes and twos and shit. And so you're seeing people like chug this fucking pig liver milkshake and shit.
And if you puke, you lose, right?
Yes, yes. You have to finish.
I couldn't do anything with dairy, like, yeah. Rotten.
Yeah,
dairy.
Steve's like, such a. Do that. He'd be like, lettuce, I'm out.
I'm going to shoot for the zero.
Yeah. But the other stuff, like the stunts, yeah, I would do those. Mm-hmm. Some of it looks pretty fun, honestly. But yeah, it was a good time. But honestly, other than that, I didn't get to watch it. So I showed up here just kind of learn about some shit that you guys can tell me about. And I can.
Yeah, we can educate you, buddy.
Watch them this week.
Things you missed while you were in Florida. Things you can check out now that you're home if you have the time. Same as you, listener. Steve, what's something that you've been watching when you're not chugging margaritas on the golf course?
Well, boy, howdy. I got to go to the movie theater last week. I went with friend of the pod. She's been on the show. I went with Madison to see Marcel the Shell with shoes on.
Oh, that's awesome.
This is the best movie you've ever seen in your life.
I fucking loved it, dude. So this is directed by Dean Fleischer Camp, starring Jenny Slate as the titular Marcel the Shell with the shoes on. If you guys weren't aware, this is based off a series of shorts that the same group of people made in like the early 2010s, like around 2009, 2010, around that time.
Yeah, everybody seemed to like know Marcel. And I did not, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. So this was something that my girlfriend at the time, we were kind of into, and we watched, and you know, they were just fun. It's a very earnest, lighthearted, and joyful kind of concept. So the concept is of the movie specifically, there's this guy, he's a documentarian, he's a filmmaker. He goes and stays at this Airbnb, and in the Airbnb is a little shell creature person. It looks like a little shell, has little feet.
It's a literal shell.
It's a literal shell, has one eye, has little shoes on, and its name is Marcel, and it lives there with its grandmother, and who's also a shell.
Mm-hmm. Presumably.
Yeah. And
it's like a mockumentary, right?
Yeah, it's they treat it like a documentary where he's asking the Shell person, like, so like little tidbits of like, what are you doing? Like kind of day in the life stuff, but also like getting life advice from it, even though the Shell is like painted as a child.
Right.
It's like, but Marcel has such a unique perspective on the world because he's small and all he cares about is family and just kind of like being happy. It ends up being oddly profound, but also like really funny at the same time. This is from one of the earlier shorts from 2010, but they reuse this line in the movie where Marcel's sitting there and Marcel goes like, you know, some people tell me that I have a really small midsection, but I mean, like, compared to what? And so it's stuff like that. It's heartwarming. It's so fucking funny. It strangely has some of the best, like, you can watch this movie with your children. You know, it's very family friendly, but it has some of the most sly, subtle adult jokes I've ever seen in a movie before, where there's a part where, you know, Marcel is showing the documentarian guy how he makes this string that he has hooked up to the tree outside to the egg beater in the kitchen. So he turns the egg beater on, it shakes the tree, and the tree will drop oranges, right? And that's how he gets oranges to make orange juice. Oh, and the documentary is like, how do you get the rope? And then it smash cuts to Marcel at the bottom of the, of like a shower, like a tub sink. And Marcel is picking up hair out of the sink, and Marcel's like, I really like getting some of these hairs. We really like to get the curly ones. The curly ones are the most sturdy. We call them sturdy hairs. And the documentarian just laughing his ass off, and Marcel's like, what's so funny? Because it's pubes. If you guys don't get it, it's because Marcel's dicking with pubes. But honestly, this definitely,
that's the sequel's name.
Yeah. But the main crux of the story for the movie specifically is Marcel kind of talks about how he is part of a much larger Shell community. And at some point, his family was whisked away by happenstance. And so now the documentarian is kind of helping him try to reconnect with his family. And at the same time, he's dealing with the fact that his grandmother is ailing and sick. So he's wondering like, oh, should I continue trying to find my family, which is giving me more publicity and becoming popular and people are coming over to my house and doing TikToks and being disruptive to my normal life, which is affecting my grandmother who's falling ill. Or do I not do that in order to take care of my ailing grandmother? And so it's this really just beautiful sort of story about, you know, do I do something incredible and risk potentially hurting the norm in order to find something better? Or do I just kind of like let that opportunity pass me by? And it's great. There's like a great, like Marcel and his grandmother love 60 Minutes. So there's like this really funny through joke of where Marcel's like, grandma, do the noise. And then the grandma will just go, tick, 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 tick. It's so good. This movie's definitely in my top five of the year, maybe my top three. I fucking loved it so much. So I cannot stress enough, please go see Marcel, The Shell with Shoes On. It's just delightful. It's lovely.
I want to see that so bad. I had to go and have a baby. Yeah. I had to go and forge new life.
You fool.
I know. I am hoping to go see Bodies, Bodies, Bodies tomorrow.
Bodies Cubed?
Be my first. Yes, Bodies Cubed. To be my first foray into the outside world other than some work stuff. But anyhoozle. One thing that I've been watching is The Sandman, which just dropped on Netflix. It's the adaptation of the Neil Gaiman comics that I've been looking forward to. But like you guys, I was pretty nervous, right? Like, is this going to be good? Netflix originals are really hit or miss. Some of my favorite things of all time, obviously Stranger Things, also The Witcher, many, many more. Daredevil, right? They're Netflix original shows. But some, especially the movies, are often like a bunch of what the fuck sauce, right? And by the way, can we just celebrate Neil Gaiman for a moment? I mean, the guy's the new Stephen King as far as how many bestsellers he has and how many of those get adapted into successful movies and TV shows. Like Good Omens, Coraline, Stardust, The Sandman now. There's probably some that I'm missing. American Gods. The first season of the show was awesome. But anywho, Sandman's great. It's actually really fucking good. My favorite parts of it are like some of the one-off shows, episodes. But there is a narrative through line. I never read the comics. I do own the first few trade papers. Have either of you read the graphic novels at all?
I have not.
Neither did I. So what it's about is Tywin Lannister kidnaps Edward Scissorhands, which is very strange. It took me a minute to catch up on that.
Okay, mixing the verses.
It's very weird. No, it's awesome. Tywin Lannister's in the damn show. So if you don't know the premise.
Is that Charles Dance?
It is. If you don't know the premise.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The main character's name is Morpheus, and he is Dream is his other name. And so he's a member of like six or seven of his brothers and sisters are all called the Endless. And so it's just anthropomorphized abstract concepts like death, desire, despair, dream, you get it, right? So the protagonist is Dream. So he's the one that for millennia, tens of thousands of years, is the entity that causes humans to have dreams when they go to sleep. He makes you go to sleep. He's the Sandman, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He has a little bag of sand, makes people go to sleep. And and this is just spoilers for the premise of Sandman, if you don't know. He gets kidnapped by a sorcerer or like a guy who's studying the occult. Tywin Lannister, trying to kidnap Death, accidentally kidnaps Dream, takes his helmet and his sand and his little ruby, keeps him for a long time. And everybody's dreams get fucked up. They can't sleep anymore. And then he eventually shenanigans ensue, right? Okay. That's the main through line. But there's a couple episodes where Andy, I think you'll specifically, you'll love it. But I actually think Steve too, because it's kind of Black Mirror-y in the way that Neil Gaiman explores like some of these concepts. Like there's an episode where it's just a guy in a diner and he has this for whatever
Paul reason.
Paul Reiser? Yes. Oh my God. It's actually, Andy's going to kill me. It's in Harry. It's a major Harry Potter. Lupin. Professor Lupin from Harry Potter. Is it Professor?
David Thewlis?
Yes. David. Is it Thewlis or Thewlis?
Thewlis. I don't know. Something like that.
Thewlis. Thewlis. It's him. He's in a diner and he has like a power that he can make people just tell the truth. Is it all he wants to do with it for the most part? But it's an entire bottle episode of just, you know, craziness happening. What happens when that small idea, what would really happen? You know what I mean? So it's just
a husband
and wife sitting there like, well, you're fucking fat. That's why you don't fucking eat that. And I want to fuck him, you know? And it's just like, what? And then they get up and just do it in front of each other on the table and stuff. And
Jesus.
It's just like interesting. Right. So I thought that was really neat. There's another episode when it's just kind of lightweight spoilers. You can skip ahead. I just wanted to talk vaguely about what was so interesting about it. If you're not sure you want to get into it, when he meets his sister Death and he like kind of follows her around doing her job. So beautiful and profound the way that Death does her job. You know what I mean? Just like old man playing. And this footage was actually leaked on purpose by Netflix a couple of weeks in advance. It's kind of a teaser, but like she goes in, he's playing violin, this old man, and he's like, oh, hello. You know what I mean? And she's like, no, keep playing. It's beautiful. And he's like, I actually can't. Schubert never finished this piece. And she's like, oh, well, do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? And he looks at her for a long moment and he's like, not yet. I'm not ready. You know, and like I'm getting chills now, but it's like, oh shit, you know? And she's like, it's time. And he's like, can I say something? And she's like, sure. And she's so like sweet and kind about it though. Like it took me aback, like his interpretation of what death would be like. And then of course he does a Hebrew prayer briefly and he stands up and looks at himself. Oh, I look so old. And I don't know. It was fucking beautiful. And that took me by surprise, even though I'm a huge fan of Neil Gaiman's work. Otherwise, like, I've read American Gods, I've read Good Omens, and he's a beautiful writer, but did not expect that. So I highly recommend you check it out. There's 10 episodes. I think I've seen 8 of them. And I'm having a blast. It's getting rave reviews for the most part. Some of the episodes are a little out there, but that's how Neil Gaiman is. Like, he really goes for it. You love it or hate it, but for the most part, I mean, it's stellar stuff. The guy who plays Dream, that's why I called him Edward Scissorhands, because he's got like this emo haircut.
He's got a little Johnny Depp vibe to him.
And he's just really morose. And even his brothers and sisters, I think some of them are non-binary, actually. I don't want to be rude. To kind of mock him as like this morose, arrogant brooder, because he's just real quiet and goobery looking sometimes. And it almost takes me out of it. You know what I mean? He'd just be like, somebody will say something to him and he's like, yes. And I'm like, okay, man, like, you're in a bar. Like,
sure, this is a Wendy's.
Let's pick it up. Right.
Sure, this is a Wendy's.
Also, did you guys know?
I want a Frosty.
I thought it was a Vertigo comic. It's a DC comic. Did you guys know this?
Is it DC owned by Vertigo, or Vertigo is
maybe that's what it is. It's DC Bottom.
DC owns Vertigo and Dark Horse, I think.
So apparently, they bought Dark Horse too?
I think so.
Damn. So apparently in the actual comics, there's like Batman and shit in these comics, which I didn't know.
I
can't confirm that. I can confirm because it's in the show.
There an Alien and Predator series?
That'd be awesome. Constantine is in it, sort of.
Constantine?
I've never heard it pronounced that way.
I didn't either, but I'm trying to like give us street cred with the comics folks. That is how it's pronounced, because he's a British person.
Okay.
And so in the show, like, it's actually John Constantine's ancestor. They were like, oh, Joanna Constantine, welcome. And she's an occult warrior just like John is. So yeah, that's apparently how you pronounce it. And the Keanu version was just like, we're going to Americanize this real quick.
There's a lot in the Keanu version. They're just kind of like, fuck that comic book. We're going to do what we want.
I love that movie, though.
That movie rocks.
I love that movie. But I remember making a video about that movie and somebody in the comments putting a Y in it to like for pronunciation key for me. And I was like,
but idiot.
Apparently that is how you say it.
I don't like it. I'm sticking with Constantine.
Anyway, if you got the time, highly recommend that you check out The Sandman on Netflix. And I guess I'll throw it back to Steve.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have anything else.
Oh, okay.
Literally all of my free time this week was spent manning the fort and editing the show and doing podcast related things and doing the studio that we're building over here. So I literally have had no time to watch anything. I did watch Castle more, but I talked about that last Crossing Streams, so I don't want to talk about it too much more because it's still Castle.
Well, I can power through a couple other things. I have been a little bit behind the times as well, just because of the baby. But I've been binging something because it's really easy, and that's fun. I'll talk about it in a second.
What's that baby? That baby just wants to watch TV with you.
That's all baby wants to do, baby.
She's like, daddy, let's watch the shows.
Mm-hmm. But I finally watched, because I'm doing that IMDb top 100, you know, goal of mine. That's my Mount Everest. That's a very small Everest. It's more like a
Mount Kilimanjaro, am I right?
I don't even think it's a mountain. It's more like an Appalachian hill.
It's like, this is my Cedar Point.
Yeah, exactly. This is drop zone. But I watched the Lives of Others, or Das Leben der Anderen, from 2006. It's a German film, obviously, that I've been really excited to watch for a long time. It's written and directed by Florian Henkel von Donnerschmark. And this movie was incredible. I absolutely loved it. It takes place during like 1984 East Berlin, like when there was tear down that wall before they tore down that wall.
Gorbachev, eventually we're going to tear down this wall.
But not yet.
Give me a jelly bean.
So it's in like the super, I can't say fascist because it's actually communism, but the fascist adjacent, very authoritarian side.
Authoritarian,
of Berlin.
That's what you're looking for.
Exactly. Yeah. And you see it through the eyes of not a Hans Landa, but like a one of the highest ranking, a very astute, intelligent, zealot members of the Communist Party. That's the protagonist. And he is in charge of spying upon an artist and the artist's girlfriend, who's also an actor. He's a writer, a playwright. And like the government wants to find some dirt on these artists. And so he installs wires and stuff throughout the house and some cameras and stuff, listens to him, watches him. And that's what the whole movie is just him spying on these artists. And he's like the most astute, you know, like a austere.
He's a true
rah,
believer.
Rah, rah, true believer. Just, you know, always wears a jacket like Steve does, but it's like his back's ramrod straight. And he's like, no, that's wrong.
Yeah, government doesn't. My like back that. Is crooked as shit. I have poor posture.
And throughout the course of this film, you can tell he starts to kind of like fall in love with the girl. He starts to listen to the music that they're playing on the piano.
He's loving it.
Crying a little bit. Like the first few times somebody relieves him of his shift, he's wearing his headphones. It looks like just like us right now. He's wearing these headphones and he gets up like, type the report, have it ASAP, da, 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 whatever. But like the fourth week, he's like hunched over, like listening to him have sex and the music in the background playing. And he's having a great time. He's experiencing life for the first time in his life. And the guy shows up for a shift and he's like, damn it. It starts to perhaps change him and his viewpoint of the world. And I believe this one, it did. It won the Oscar for best foreign language film in 2007 at the Oscars.
So it's like a foreign equilibrium?
No, because this really happened. It's not dystopian. It is 1984 Berlin. But I see where you're going with this. Yeah. It is kind of, what did I say on TikTok when I reviewed it? It was actually a really good, like, clever thing. I was fucking smart as shit for saying it. It was hilarious too. Probably the best video I've ever seen. I said it was like V for Vendetta meets something.
Equilibrium.
Dead Poets Society meets V for Vendetta. Boom! That's what it is.
Is there a scene where the guy gets on a chair and he looks at his
oh, captain, my captain.
He goes, oh, captain, my captain, to his yeah, but he his says officer.
It, he says it auf Deutsch.
Mein See? Captain, mein captain?
No. Mein Captain. Capitan. I don't know, man. But yeah, a phenomenal film. That's called The Lives of Others. I think I rented it, but I'm not positive. I might have watched it on, what's that shit you be doing? Canopy or something.
Chilling.
I didn't watch that Canopy. Chilling.
The latest app.
You be doing? Chilling. Also, Andy, I'm glad you're here.
Yeah,
because man, I had an opportunity. Two more things. I watched The Gray Man.
Yes.
And I only watched it because of Andy's review. Because this thing was getting shit on as a lifeless, soulless, cash grab, Red Notice-esque garbage fest. And I actually kind of enjoyed Red Notice because I feel like I have an uncanny ability to just take a movie for what it is. Mm-hmm. Like my expectations geared
Except
the right
campy
way.
Films.
Except I don't like camp. That's true. Steve called me out on
my hypocrisy.
But like, I love Monty Python. You know what I mean? It's just, I like Mr. Fucking Bean even, but I just can't stand Evil Dead and shit. I don't know why.
But so what did you think?
I really enjoyed The Gray Man.
Yes,
for
right?
what it was.
It was fun.
It was. I was never bored. I was never confused. I get what some people are saying. There's some of the huge action set pieces are pretty poorly done because it's a $200 million film, but all of that budget was spent on Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot of that budget was, it sounds like there's a huge effects budget, but there isn't. So there's a couple scenes where they try to be Mission Impossible and they try to be Fast and Furious even because of the level of like ridiculousness of what's going on. And it does not hold up, right? Like it's just like ramping out of a helicopter, this and that. And I'm like, this all looks like
it just cuts like cardboard drawings of a car going that would towards be better like a fireplace.
That would be like Monty Python. Speaking of that again, when they're like running up the staircase,
may it start rubbing.
No, but then like the smaller action set pieces, like fighting in the helicopter, fighting in the airplane, stuff like that. Like, I really like that. Like with the smoke, a lot of people shit on the smoke, but I thought it was cool. I thought it was really cool.
Oh, so you're ready for the smoke?
I'm ready for the smoke, baby. Here's the thing. It's the second best mustache I've ever seen since the great Henry Cavill mustache.
Ooh.
Chris Evans is rocking a stash and he's great as a villain.
Is?
Yes. And he's,
my interest in this movie just skyrocketed.
And he's playing a completely despicable anti Captain America person. Like even the CIA agents are like, this guy is way too fucking much.
Damn, this guy ain't no Captain America.
Like he would shoot a dog if it benefited him in any way, or he might just think it's funny. He's a complete sociopath.
What a bastard. Like,
that thing I did with your ears, I just made it up.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like torturing a guy and like tweaks his ear. And then he's like, that thing I just did with your ears, I just made that shit up. Like, that's how crazy I can get. And it's Billy Bob Thornton's in it. Completely wasted.
Super underutilized.
Yes. Completely wasted, in my opinion. Not wasted like Steve is right now, but I mean, underutilized. Yes.
Candyman.
But Ana de Armas, if you watched No Time to Die and wanted more of that Ana de Armas.
I love her in No No Time to Die.
You get that in this movie. She kicks hella ass.
And people don't like this movie?
And I love Ryan Gosling. I am a sucker for it.
For real.
Anything. He's like a little smart ass shit. I fucking adore it. I'm like, ha ha ha. Kiss me. Every time.
He's like, Lloyd, I presume. He's like, what gave it away? He's like, the mustache.
Yeah.
The white pants, honestly.
Yeah. He's hilarious. Yeah, you would love it, Steve. Not love it, maybe, but I think you would have a good time, mm-hmm. especially right now in your current state.
In my current state, I'd love it.
Y'all, the best movie ever.
Fucking give me some more of that cake and a sweater.
Marcel mustache. With the mustache on. Yay. Ew. And the last thing that I've been watching, I've actually talked about it on the show before because it was something recommended to me by TikTok, the viewers on TikTok. And I talked about how I watched the first or second season, but I am almost done with all five seasons. This is my Star Trek. And I know that's an insult because Star Trek's like this highly lauded intellectual exercise of fandom.
It's fine. Nerds.
It's called The Last Kingdom.
Oh, okay.
The Viking show on Netflix. Here's the thing. It's got an 8.5 out of 10 on IMDb. But for me, at the same time, I don't know if you guys can relate to this. I love this show. I can't stop watching it. I binge the shit out of it. I always want to know what happens next. But I see so many flaws in almost every scene. And like the writing is almost not that good for the most part.
Oh, really?
Do you know what I mean? Like those two things are coexisting in my brain, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. I'm like, ooh, that's supposed to be like thousands of people. They only hired 28 and made the set really small. Mm-hmm. Interesting choice. So they're keeping the budget.
Strings behind.
It reminds me of like a sci-fi channel show when I was a kid or something where like you're watching Andromeda or something and like it doesn't look great. Nothing's
Andromeda.
And you're just like, I don't care though. This is fucking awesome.
This is great.
You know what I mean?
I'm having a good time.
Like there's they'll set a whole Viking village on fire and it's because it takes place in like the 900s.
Or it's like a battle scene in the first season of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, sure. Sure. And but like I can tell that the fire looks so fucking digital. It's like, it's not even close to convincing anyone, but you're like, at the same time, you're like, I mean, the buildings are on fire. I get what they're trying to put off and right. Oh shit, they better get out of there. Fuck it. You know, like if you watch a play and somebody stabs somebody and they pull the red handkerchief out of their shirt, you're not like, that's not blood. I'm getting out of here. Right.
That's
like
a hanky.
It's your willing suspension of disbelief. Mm-hmm. And so I'm into The Last Kingdom for that. And even the main actor, he's really, like, I love him, but he's also not that good. He's got this weird, and listeners, if you watch this show, please help me. Does Uhtred, son of Uhtred, not like give you super D-bag vibes, even though you love him to death? Like, I am Uhtred of Bebenberg. I did that like Arnold Schwarzenegger for some reason. I'm Uhtred of Bebenberg.
You push you too many pencils.
I can't rescue her. He's got this rescue cadence. I can't do it. It bothers me though. I'm like, stop doing that. Just talk. Uteberg. I mentioned this online on TikTok and I got a lot of female followers and commenters that like, oh, I love The Last Kingdom. And I sound like an ass right now, but I had to get this off my chest. I would not have guessed that many women would love this show. And hold up. What I mean by that is I thought that it was kind of juvenile and misogynistic, right? Apparently I'm wrong because I'm not a woman. That's why I don't speak for women. But I would have thought that because Uhtred, son of Uhtred. And that's what makes the show flawed is it's like a 14-year-old boy's like dream.
You thought it was more HBO Max and less Discovery Plus?
It's more like a Starz show than it's definitely not Discovery, right? But like he has like five wives throughout the five seasons.
At the same time?
No, but like they'll die in childbirth or like get murdered. They'll get fridged and he'll like...
Word.
They'll get murdered in front of a whole army and then he'll jump over the first three shield walls and roll and then kill 98 people because he's Uhtred's son of fucking Uhtred and he can't be stopped. And now you killed his wife and he's mad. And then the next season, he'll just find another gorgeous woman and it'll just start over again until she dies. And then, so I'm like, okay, like if I was 15, I'd be like, this is the best show ever because I want to be like the coolest dude ever and I want to conquer all these kingdoms. But I want to talk to kings and
all these hot chicks.
Yeah. I want to kill Vikings and then take their Viking women and turn them to Christianity. He's actually a pagan, but,
that's what I love doing with the ladies. Hey girl, you ever read the Bible?
So like I see all these flaws, but I cannot deny that I've watched, like 37 episodes since my daughter was born. And they're hour-long episodes. And I could have watched so many movies on my watch list in that amount of time. But I'm like, okay, it's time to watch Sunset Boulevard. That sounds like
the perfect thing for you at this moment in your life, though.
Exactly. Like, I understand what, like, you've said before, like, I was supposed to watch whatever Chris recommended that's, like, going to change my life. But instead, I watched, a little more TNG or whatever, right? Like, it's just, and I'm not saying that's one of those things for you, but it's just, like, I understand that now. Because it's, like, there's so much going on that I don't want to be emotionally changed right now. I want to see Uhtred of Bebbanburg try to reclaim his ancestral homeland from the Danes. Do you know what I mean? Like,
the goddamn Danes.
That's what I want to see.
They're at it again. Uhtred.
Convert those Danish women.
I'm Uhtred's son. I can't do the voice. I had it nailed down so you guys could laugh at it with me.
Is it a Norse accent?
No, it's not even an accent. It's a like cadence. And I wish he would stop.
I'm going to have to look this up because you guys know really, me. I love voices and cadences. So I'm like very interested to see what this guy sounds like.
I'm Uhtred of Bebbanburg. But there's not supposed to be any Schwarzenegger in it. And I keep doing that.
Uhtred, you son of a bitch.
I do not want to be king. I do not want to be king. I'll have to show you. Anyway, that's the last
show
kingdom.
Me your leadership capabilities.
A lot of people pushing too many pencils.
It sounded like Pauly Shore is fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger. I didn't want to be king.
It's on Netflix. A lot of people love this show.
Punch.
A lot of people love this show. So tune in next week. We're going to do House of the Dragon, Rings of Power trivia. Not for those shows because they're not out yet, but, you know, those universes, another Crossing Streams. We're going to, and don't forget to go to patreon.com/streamingthings and vote on one of those four movies. What are they again? I forgot.
Lost Boys.
Lost Boys, RoboCop, Tombstone. And the fourth.
Lost Boys, RoboCop,
Final Destination.
Final Destination. Boom.
Same time, Andy. All right, now, Steve talk.
Hey, what? How's it going?
Damn it. You confused them. That's all the time we have for right now. My name is Chris.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Andy.
And this was Streaming Things.
Happy streaming.
Hello, everybody. It's Steve again. I am currently deconstructing my apartment in order to make the new studio that we're going to be having here shortly. And because of that, my computer and recording equipment is kind of all over the place. And I unfortunately didn't have the list of patrons in front of me while I had it all set up to record properly. So that is why you were hearing me merely reading this on my phone. So apologies for that. But I still wanted to make sure that our patrons get their shout out. So without further ado, we're going to do a quick and dirty one right here, right now. I want to thank A. Wells, Aaron B., Aaron K., Aaron L., AA Aaron A., Adam C., Adam H., Adam R., Aiden, Allison, Amanda, Andre, Andrew G., Andrew P., Andy, Annalise, Annie, RK Shenanigans, Ariana, Arcadia, Double R, Aaron A, Ashley Powers. Let's thank Barb, Brandon, Brianna, Brenda, Brett, Brittany, thank you, Cake, Caleb, Carlo, Carmelita, KCH, KCM, Katarina, Charlotte, Chloe, Chris, Cindy, Clay, Cody, Cynthia, thank you guys so much. Thank you, Damien, Danielle, David, DC Hart, Debbie. Thank you, E. Lopez. Thank you, Elizabeth, Enza, Erica, Irvin, Gavin, Georgia, Hannah, Heath, Irene. Thank you, Jadinklage, Jocelyn, Jacob, Jade, Jake, James, Jared, Jeanette, Jen, Jenna, Jenny, Jennifer, Jess, Jesse. I hope that's Jesse and not just Jess. It's one of those Jessies with a J-E-S-S-E. Thank you, Jesse. Whoever you are, let me know which one it is. Thank you, Jessica, Jillian B, Jillian L, Jimmy, Joel A, Joel D. Thank you to both John M's. There's two of them. Thank you, John T, John R, Jordan, Judy, Julia, Jungle, Kalisha, Candace, Kate, Katharina, Katie B, Katie M, Kayla, Carrie, Kevin, Kiki, Kimberly, Kristen, Kyle. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Lady Press, Lauren, Lee, Lisa, Max Squared, Marcelina, Marcus, Maria, Matt, Melina, Melissa, Mels, Michael, Michelle, Mike, Mindy, MJ, Manuk, what? Monique? That wasn't a name that I just said. Thank you, Monique. Thank you, Nate, Neil, Nick, Nicole C. Thank you, other Nicole C. There's two Nicole C's. Thank you, Orion, Paula, Patty, Phil, Philip, Rachel, Rebecca, Reese, the Reed family, Rose, Ryan, Samantha, Sandra A, Sarah F, Sarah P, Savannah, Sean, Sean C, Sergio, Shannon, Shay, Shep, Stacy, Steph, Stephanie, Stephen the Fifth, Suzanne, Sydney, Tamara, Tara, Teresa, the Alex G, Tommy, Thomas J, Thomas V, Thumbs, Toby, Tori, Trisha, Tyler, Will B, Will N, Yolanda, and Zach. Thank you guys so much for everything you do. We literally couldn't do this without you guys, and expect a lot of cool content coming down the pipeline very soon, this month, I imagine. You're definitely going to get a new recording studio out of us here shortly, as I sit in the middle of my second guest bedroom with all shit lying on the floor and my wiener dogs just judging the hell out of me. But thank you guys so much. Have a wonderful week. We'll see you Wednesday.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.